가게 도생에서 나와도 저 뭐 저 담배 전에 된 집에 고담달라 차차로 야다 하다 우머지 전에 되네 마 아니 지금 샌디 다 샌디 소리 원두 주변 탑 때는 엘리 주변 탑 아니면 송샤바 디리다 산제베 추억이 다 주변 미유 가다 털도 남비지 고만토야 대토발에 아니 대회 땅상 규네 아니 스르는 서로 탑도 시르기 람 리아 럽네 아니 산제하고 하지 아니 디기 고 중실들이 다만 남주한다 제양 크도 다 라링게니 다들 안 오상 고주야 생기디 변한다 제 집동이 따와 고미하기 그게 먼저 좀 버르디 야지 가소래 뜨두고 남샤 드라마를 주체디 야 럭고야지샤 다디 약수지다 개수지디 아니 로빌 랭댕 아니 우머니 부산지나라 세브샤요리 디에 패지 개인하는 요말 봐 개인하는 패지 요말이 우머니 부산지 요말 봐 로빌 랭댕 최상 패지 베나미스나 베나미스사 아들이 꼬리인 게하는 패지 요말이 요말 봐 쉽게 봐요, 왜? 대이 날이요, 쉽게 봐. 자상하다, 림비림비 우머니 무산지디 교과야, 이샤. 당연히, 뒤에 안 돼, 남산이야, 몇 인주산에, 안 돼, 로빌 랭댕기, 쉽게 봐, 안 돼, 다, 대이 날이요, 이제, 안 돼, 고려야, 날. 이게 왜 있나? 뒤도 왔다, 고래. 아하. 다디, 간다, 우메다와, 저지셔야 된다. 우메다와, 근데 지금부터, 지금, 유용한 전달이야, 兄弟도 다오래. 엔, 다디, 양라리야, 엔, 체면 兄네, 지금 송야도 저대디, 양, 가서 우리 보게, 단도능해라, 극주군 남샤하게 참배. 엔, 저놈아, 하시니, 다, 댄싱도 단도 저대디, 러브 시험가를 줘래. 다들 전주고선 또 고미하려야 다 가다 커지는 거는 시 동리가 다 지구 산지 고바 토비하기 양구 차진도 생겨 말이 그래서 동리가 다 왔디 태고 숨괴 전주고다 누구에 버체 태고 숨괴 전주 계시기 주인도 전에 윰스전에 윰실 발치면서 송도가 싫을 때 맞은 나와서 또 파든 나와대 아니 장주구슴 차대요래 근데 장주구슴 양소를 말이야 아니 자월부터 대에 자월 닝진도 좀 더디게는 송하는 신 자월 닝진첨부터도 와 단 닝진첨부터 아니 겨울이야 단 닝진첨부터야대 미국 선전 아니 동해의 선전을 믿니 다 가다 지금 시시 직변 날에 애니 심지어는 미니 대탐지 애니 시시 직고 타다래 자월 차고 냐배 데리기 다 닝도지 원래 인구 열봐 자 데리 인사네 대 영화래야 강 애니 직변 날에 심지어는야 지시 방법으로 직 주야 다 들어야 다시 주식권을 주야 직다 명아 주도 두명권을 주야 직자니 신신직으로 도선 주인 구 열에 다 현주 되니 눈배 장은 현주 되니 눈배 깨고 여배는데 현주 되니 영야디 안데 이게 되게 생각이 동이 나와 되게 주 러시아 영유아래 다 대대 닝지디 영화래야 아다 이제 가사 쪽디 동해 강에 나와 동해디 다 시크거리 점점 되게 동해 시브르 차서 송야디 또 누지 동해 송구야래 남자 날에 두지 동해 이거는 가서 또 동해 송고 인생 송야 되는 시리 누지 그 동해 시고요 아래 자 드리 이번 인도자네 다 누지 그 동해를 면대별 로용하게 내가 양고 견서 규진으로 찍디 다 동해 주 동해 땅 안 한다 동해 주 동해 면대보다 여러 때 이내 다 동해 주 동해 쭉 그렇게 그렇게 이번에 찍 시네 뒤 전부 이나 다 지금 동해 주 동해 면대보다 뒤 속에 뒤 누지 그 줄어 에니 바 민주를 놓치네 대래 떠야지 용구를 받아 안 되면 또 줘야게 이게 주주주 세송시하다 들어와 다 대래야 된지기다 간다지 뒷공기주기 라네 선언을 내 사야지 야우주 영화래야 아니 다 지금 안 되는 대로 가서 우리 시안을 너만 미치야다 시안을 판단할 생각이 그래서 내가 나 실 출루 삼월하고 투모 소리지 다 투모 모임에다 자진이 이르자네 디군 다 디군 기루를 초월해 배제 디군 기루 간다 시안은 내가 몇이 시안은 편다야기 된지기다 지금 써놓은 걸래 무디그 심나래 무디그 이쪽에 냠는 중에서 배제 연구야래 아다 지금 이슈 최신에 지금 가시 최신에 최근 남다도 저대디 시안은 편다야 할람 할람배 지금 rangde zor me zimba shende zor zinga dinde yonde gi toga sa dinde yinde zane dinde gi chi gi ta sozhu bong la soba dinde dinde bi ta lu gi le ta nga ga le te su che di mongu chi tumo ri yi gi le tu mongu chi tumo ri ta di di ni rang rang gi ta chi lu gi ga so ri pe ge nyam ling kong le ya ndo ya le ya ene di chi sa ru nanda So, so, jam, to the, the, singorwa. So, that, sanje, we, chus, roll, ya, jam, to, smushku, yari. So, the, in, the, lende, lali, sanje, chus, roll, jam, to, smushku, yari, sane, yari, jam, ro. That, the, in, the, chu, jam, to, lali, any, she, gumu, yali, ya, midako, ya. That, 안 그럼 늘 믿다고 사야 돼 믿다고 락받듯이 지지 치우는 게 양그 넘친 해봐 봐 아니 치우에 내 걸로 치워마다고 시간 관계지 안 믿어 봐 이제 삼니 아니 가다 천디인 낭시에 떠야 봐 다들네 치우 진짜 냠수 내야기 다 그거 때 다 다른 거 좀 밀려도 돼 다디 뭐냐라 다 제 최 럽침부지 뚜뚜야 그승에 럽차르디 자디디 메이드자네 다 탄조고 섬이야 아 도스셔니 다 탄조 전진이가 처음에다와 아니 냔드둥에 되네 짱조 랜데 되네 도든 고현님에서 뭐 군주 고현 주로 삼바 아니 코 땡강도 봐 아니 람강도 봐 자디디셔니 로티드 림지 장과야지 저도와 달로 림지 장사다 저기 니도 아 림림기 람크도 크도 똑바베 신상지 깨기버도 뒷장냐리야 검대베 있나 검대는 저하로 지 배지 용 용사리 다 리지디 림림기 람용서 과차가시 와, 애는 그로 그도 그도, 미국의 상당한 미국의 장, 이네 조조의 이게 전주성도 돈이 다 들려야 쇼로 조 대회이나, 애네, 지금 전주성 그 상으로 다 들리게 다네 지금 쇼 전부 전부이나, 단조 그 인당으로 되고 시행하시도 와, 그도 그도, 지금 미국의 대한 조사 들리게 중요한 실사 디스게 심라리아. 저 숙청을 하셔 마용해지. 다 전주선 돈이 있다 왔는데 사람 다네 뒤에 돈이 있는 아직 다 샤오. 땐 니게 다 진짜 검토 요래. 다 땐 니네 지금 더 뭐 좀 다 간지 친구를 사봤지. 로리야 전혀도 와. 자 니네 이제는 그 르 캐버를 때네. 릭치 거도 선을 알지. 릭치 뒤 림베지는 뒤에 뒤 심하지. 뒤 그게 굶지지 네. 이제 쪼쪼 이제 장장을 삼다는 말 대표시는 남이 언제 삼다는 얘기 잠시 잠시로 돈이 다 와서 저 사람다네. 또 심배이나. 아니 가다 자주 쓰면기 지 년니시 좀배이나야. 년절라면 도지지. 둘이라면 저들라. 거심에 본 전집이 신수로 차서로서 송샤진데 인도 아다 기부 중의 거두기 지금 주제 뭔도 둬야 돼. 벤 라비토로 토트야. 자주 쓰면기 지금 그래서 토도 그 별로로 장르 삼수 거래이나. 둘이 남는 접종을 거심해 본 전집에 신수로 차서로서 송샤 들으셔도 와. 지금 어디 도우사 들으셔도 심부지 과하셔. 양을 안 주지 카셔. 다 신이 들으셔도 장장을 해 보시고 좀 공부 시시. 다 되게야 거의 아직 사실 처벌 아니야. 용 못 들었으면 돼. 그래서 용 못 쓰고 말다. 봐. 빼는 신이 된 주기 신이 되게 패는 아니 된줄로 배님이 だって別に待って別に見、電子ロボに見さ、ずっとやごさんか。だからね、新幹線上か、車車ね。し、さ、3時ぐらいやいじじだ。で、テレやね、かそれ、シェネ、テバトワジメな。かごるわ。別の浪さんに言うと、私なんか仕事するんですね。だ、ロールデンごとか。で、ずっと文句じ、話進行がんとか。さ、ロールデンごとか。さ、で、いるさね。あ、た、 刚才强就是东西到现在呢新的国家人都啊新国的龙的电话是给你的啊公安的战略给上当上当这个车位呢这说是国务主持人呢这强就是朋友通过通过的那让先生也就学会人生的说国务主持人主角的话都先看着一下那么强就是朋友这个巨人的宋小子让先生也就是人家就送一路在呢让先生看着一下没有
다가는지동이다. 지금 신청이 아니 저 말이 냐망가디 탈렌의 침백도리야 탈렌의 부터 다섯야지 디지 디 하도 결론지 다 그런 개발사 정보리샤 냐물로베 냐물로베샤 전에는 공기 수수된 것을 냈어 공아 탈렌은 자니 숨실레리 다 사적인 공간의 수수들 냈어 제 공수수 지 지금 낭사로 시도했어. 근데 광고 송주 낭사, 레사, 신나디 기대, 도치, 펑겐을 시도, 또 도치, 지도, 공디강을 시도지. 근데 송주 낭 거르사. 근데 삼날, 아, 또 점점 되게 되는지 낭기 길이 삼천수, 삼날이야. 난 아주 배배라마? 개주실 시야지. 이니 시우지기 배. 이니 낭시다, 이니. 这个表里啊，你告诉表里这边台北这些，因为四个区，四个区在所有的。如果成都那边这里，毛泽东四个区就到过有些呢，嘛，毕竟是偶尔是。哈哈哈哈哈哈！这是个四个区，讲了对岸的，比较开的。哈哈哈哈哈哈！这是对的，印度，可是的，西部区，这个走路是在的，别打死的。 싸우나 부도 다살이야 시우신가 이란 계속 어다 들으지 거래 삼바루지 뭔데 전에
but chadang ritu dende chen dan dozu dende jik tane ene ara che pawon do 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 che to to da to so ga te do to shi to ada leli ji ko de ada ga shi shi sun den ga ra sa so da dende ko re ma zu pe li ya pe na da di jin ju da da ba da wo re a de za pe ju da ene kong cha sha na 두고 남체 노스페딩이지 각 텐데기지 라진 변진기 냠으로 각게 매워져도가 뭐는 전에 진짜 할래 하지를 거 아니 근데 지금 별로 차시하나 뭐는 전에 그 주베 견선생이지 아 아니 왜 방구 소리 쇼고 하다 와야 자들이 이제 전에 아 라마 전주 연대 상하지 과를 마도 칠로를 지금 라자고로 지듯이 치토베 가는 집에 빈간 말이 공산가부 친구 퍼진 로상 공제 나라 벌교 치시지 뒤숭여리 뭐도 중요한 듯이 근데 진상 식바 겸배 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 지르시네 편디 강스 진상 시네 붕구제 얘는 붕구 식바 건데지 얘는 치간 대등에 도스 무슨 거 진상 식바 겸배 편디 강스
디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디디 정, 정사양약 위료현고 위성도 응수자시
So with regard to this text, Precious Garland by Nagmas Nagarjuna, what it shows is that as our goal is the ultimate goal is the reaching omniscient state or Buddhahood. Therefore, how, in order to reach that goal, to journey on the path, it shows then how we should actually engage ourselves in the practices over life, from lifetime to lifetime, and then tread along the path to that culminates into omniscience. And then when it comes to really applying these teachings in practice, first what we need to do is it's important for us to study various philosophical texts as well. And the best and the most extensive philosophical text for studying different philosophies, different that in, extant in India in those days. For example, in, within the Buddhist context, one of the texts written by these two texts, which were written by Bhavviveka, are very important to study, which are the Madhyamaka Hridaya, the heart of the heart essence of the Middle Way, and its commentary by which is the blaze of reasoning. And so these two texts must be studied to understand the various philosophical traditions and thoughts that extended that were extended in India in those days, and then that spread in India. And regarding these two texts, it seems that there is no Chinese translation, which means that it may not, these may not also be there in Korean translation. But we need also to say, in that case, in order to understand the Madhyamaka philosophy well, it would be important to study the 400 verses by Master Aryadeva. And So since most this text is in Sanskrit, in Chinese, and maybe also in the Korean language, you should study this to understand the Buddhist, the Madhyamaka view, the middle way view of emptiness. And then within, when you study about Madhyamaka philosophy, when it comes to studying about emptiness, selflessness, and so forth, you also need to learn the logic and reasoning to which are used to to prove the truth about emptiness. And also you should be able to study about what are known as the negative phenomena and negations, and then positive phenomena and so forth, which come along within the study of the emptiness and Madhyamaka philosophy, and also the logic and epistemology. And then, therefore, at least you should have some rough idea or understanding of these topics as well. And then, in order to reach Buddhahood, omniscient state, what we must also cultivate is not just the understanding of emptiness, but also bodhicitta. And therefore, it is important also to study how we what is bodhicitta, how do we cultivate it, and so forth, because not a view of emptiness, understanding and insight into emptiness alone will not lead us to omniscient state, but we need bodhicitta together with it. And so with regard to bodhicitta, when you in the process of cultivating bodhicitta, what you should understand is that you should cultivate compassion, because Nagarjuna says its root is compassion, and therefore one should have in order for us to have this courage and the resolve, the determination to liberate all sentient beings, we should also know how sentient beings, from the freedom from the two extremes of samsara as well as the extreme peace of nirvana, we should all cultivate compassion towards other sentient beings. And therefore, with regard to compassion, of course, with regard to bodhicitta first, what we are thinking about is bringing about benefit to sentient beings, in other words, helping sentient beings. And then for that we have the practice of equaling and exchanging self and others in the case of bodhicitta. And then in order to understand the possibility that there is a possibility for enlightenment for us, we should also study emptiness and about emptiness. And therefore, now when it comes to cultivating compassion, one should also think about the suffering nature of sentient beings, because this compassion is that wish or the determination for determination to liberate or free other sentient beings from suffering. And you have that wish or aspiration, as therefore it is important to know what suffering itself is. And within the context of the teaching of the Buddha, as the Buddha says during the first sermon, the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, know the suffering. And therefore, we must be aware and we must know what suffering means. Here, mainly, it refers to when Buddha points out to us to know suffering, he's pointing to the conditioned existential pervasive suffering. In other words, the samsaric and suffering as a whole, which is the result of our delusions and karma. And in order to do that, of course, when we also need to think about the other types of suffering, such as the painful, obvious painful experiences that we know as suffering, which is called suffering and suffering. And the more you wish to think about it, and more you wish to be free from it, you would also put effort to overcome it as well. And therefore, in order to do that, what we should think is that if we want to overcome suffering of suffering, we also need to cultivate virtues or virtuous and actions, the 10 virtuous actions, and avoid the negative actions. And these, of course, with regard to these practices, there are something which are common to also other religious traditions. I know many friends from other traditions, such as Christians and Muslims and so forth, who are more than dedicated to their own people, their own and the people on their own side. They are dedicated to work for others. And And therefore, this is common to all the religious traditions, I think. And so now, when we do this practice or cultivation of the 10 virtuous actions, and we can do this within the parameter of each religion. And for example, we can do this within the practice context of Christianity or Islam or any other religious traditions. And then when you do that by taking, for example, what comes in here is the element of taking refuge. Element of taking refuge in whatever God respective practitioners or followers believe in. They put their trust, complete trust in those gods and the creator or whatever, and then do these practices. These practices become either Christian or Muslim practice and so forth. Now, in order for us to do these practices well, to inspire us and encourage us to do this practice well, we also need to think about the impermanent nature of this kind of life that we have. And we are not going to that. Death is certain, and that the time when we will die is uncertain. And whereas what helps after our death is the understanding and the knowledge and the virtuous practices of Dharma that we have done. And so we should think about the impermanent nature of this life and our own impermanence, and then to inspire us, spur us on the practice of the 10 virtuous actions and avoid 10 non-virtuous actions. And so having met with the Dharma in this life, one should also think that this life that we have is also something which is precious, and one should also honored or glad that we have met with the Dharma. And in order to do this practice of the Dharma, we should also make this life a meaningful one, so that we should also think about the preciousness of this life, how difficult it is to find such a life where you have the opportunity and all the facilities to do the practice of the Dharma. And therefore, we should think about the 18 different qualities of this life, leisure and endowment. And then also, we should think about the practice of practice of the 10 virtuous actions, and then think about karma and the next life and so forth, so that we are more inspired to do the practices well. And so sometimes there are, when it comes to doing these practices within the context of Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, you may study the Lamrim as a whole, step by step, and then focus on each practice, like relying on the guru, and then also about impermanence, and then the preciousness and the rarity of finding this kind of life, and then the working of cause and effect, and the next the fortunate realms and unfortunate realms that we are going to be reborn, and so forth. And so on, and you can focus on each of these practices and for some time. But on the other hand, we can also study the entire structure of Lamrim. And when it really comes to do the practice for certain individuals, it may be more effective if they focus on the practice of cultivation of the bodhicitta and the understanding of emptiness. Because when you actually do these practices, you really feel the preciousness of these practices, what you will also feel is you feel inspired to really take seriously this life and see the preciousness of this human life that we have found as well. And then that in turn pushes you further to do the meditation on the other topics more intensely. And therefore, depending on individuals, there are some people who can do the practices, I mean, particular focusing on particular points of practice within the Lamrim, whereas for others, it would be more effective to do this kind of practice, but mainly focusing on bodhicitta and emptiness, because these really inspire you to do the rest of the practices more seriously. And therefore, one should cultivate bodhicitta based on compassion, thinking about the suffering nature of sentient beings, and then develop bodhicitta within yourself. And so with regard to bodhicitta, it is said by Master Maitreya that it is that factor which actually shuns avoids or stops you from being reborn in the lower realms. It is that path which shows you the path which shows you the higher rebirth, and then it is that state, factor which leads you to, or which reveals you the immortal state, which is Buddhahood. And therefore I pay homage to bodhicitta. And then of course, having made your bodhicitta and the practice of emptiness your main practices, and within the context of Lamrim, of course, when it comes to talking about the reliance on guru, one should also know that in the Lamrim text it is said that the Buddha must be the Lama, or your guru or teacher must be seen as a Buddha. But then, in order to be able to do that, we should also be able to see what is the benefit of relying on a guru, and the different topics that is that are taught in the Lamrim, such as the disadvantage of not being able to rely on a guru, and then the disadvantage of relying wrong sort of way of relying on a guru, and so forth. And so when you do these practices within the context of Lamrim, it is said that you should see the Lama as a guru. But for us, that becomes a very obscure kind of topic, or for us, very, very, very hidden topic, because it's very difficult for us right from the beginning to see the Lama as a guru. And therefore, rather than stubbornly sort of, so to say, emphasizing or stubbornly persisting on these topics, saying that the Lama should be seen as a guru, and then doing meditation without really understanding the whole structure of the Buddha and teaching of the Buddha, not much effect. And therefore, rather than doing this, it would be better to use reasoning to prove that the practice of bodhicitta is something that is real, and that has a real effect in us. Because when you do the bodhicitta practices, what you can do is what you should do is think of within the context of equalizing the exchanging self and others, you have to see the disadvantages or the faults of self-cherishing, the extreme selfishness, and then the good qualities, positive qualities of cherishing other sentient beings more than oneself. And so when you think along these lines of why we should not cherish oneself alone, but cherish others more than oneself, and so forth, you will see the reason why you should actually cultivate bodhicitta. And therefore, this is really based on reason, and it can be verified from your own experience. And reason it's more effective and better to cherish others more than oneself. And therefore, you don't need necessarily to resort to scriptural authority as such for this kind of practice. And therefore, it makes sense even in day-to-day life for us when we deal with others. You know, when you are kind and compassionate towards others, it has better effect for yourself and others. And so, through these, one can reason out that cherishing others is more important than cherishing oneself. And therefore, based on this, of course, you can carry on with the cultivation of bodhicitta based on reason, and so that the teachings where the Lama is said to be has to be seen as a Buddha and so forth, slowly will make some kind of sense to you. And therefore, we need to by basing ourselves on reasoning to practice, to cultivate these principles of compassion, bodhicitta, then we can also see that that the importance of the guru, relying on a guru for these practices as well. Therefore, when we have to rely on a guru, we also need a qualified teacher. And with regard to the qualifications of a qualified teacher, 10 qualifications are given in the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara by Maitreya. And so it says the guru should be someone who is disciplined, who is peaceful and thoroughly pacified. And then the guru must also have compassion towards sentient beings, untiring compassion. And then that the guru must be more knowledgeable than the disciple, and these different qualities and understanding of emptiness and so forth are mentioned. And so without really understanding these, knowing these qualifications in a, that must be seen in a guru, what happens otherwise is for as Tibetans usually do, without really knowing the qualifications of a lama, a tulku, for example, like a reincarnate lama, they immediately kind of bow down to them and put them up high on thrones. And on the other hand, real learned geishas who are really good practitioners as well, they are kind of shunned. They are kind of ignored by these common people who have no much knowledge of the Dharma. But when I once visited Thailand, I found that the monastery of Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, I think it's called Balarama Ashrama, something like that, and Balarama Wat. And when I visited there, I found the monastery to be a forest monastery. And then the Buddhadasa Bhikkhu also took me to a spot where there was a small a rock on which he sits and he used to sit and give teachings. And so when I saw that throne on which he sat, there's just a stone throne, it reminded me, this is how the Buddha also gave teachings, sitting on this kind of throne. And so there was Buddha Dasa Bhikkhu really inspired me. And whereas now in the Tibetan custom for certain lamas, for example, before I fled Tibet, the people built a golden throne for me on which to sit and give teachings and so forth. But what happened was, in the end, I had to flee, whereas the person who was supposed to be sitting on it had to flee, whereas this the golden throne was asked to be brought to China, to Beijing by Mao Zedong, because he wanted to see it, he said. And so the person who was supposed to be sitting on it could not use it much, but had to flee. And so when I think about this, I really feel admired towards the admiration towards Buddhadasa Bhikkhu. And then also we have other examples of such masters like Zabedur Rinpoche, who was really highly learned as well as well accomplished master, but who lived a very simple life, like a mendicant. And similarly, it is the case with Jisun Milarepa, who was a king amongst all practitioners and accomplished masters of Tibet, but he lived like a beggar, a simple and mendicant life. And therefore, with regards to the Tibetan lamas, whom customarily the lamas are taken to be very high and so forth, the fifth Dalai Lama had said about Tibetan lamas that Tibet is filled with donkeys in disguise of wearing the leopard skin. And so this is the kind of situation that prevailed when people have not much knowledge about the Dharma. And and therefore, it is very, very important for us to seek qualified teachers when we want to do Dharma practice.
제대로 그러한 그, 그런 그 가치들을 모르기 때문에 아, 그러한 그 품돌이들이 있는 것 같습니다. 제가 언제 한번 그 태국에 간 적이 있습니다. 타일랜드를 한 두세 차례 방문한 적이 있는데 그때 부따다사라는 그 비구 스님이 계셨습니다. 이분은 교학과 수행을 겸비한 아주 훌륭한 분이셨는데 그분의 거처에 방문한 적이 있습니다. 그분이 법문하는 곳에 제가 간 적이 있는데 그 법문하는 곳이 숲속이었고 숲속에 아주 평평한 큰 돌 위에서 자신이 법문을 하는 곳이라고 이렇게 소개를 했습니다. 그래서 그것을 보면서 생각하기엔 옛날에 부처님께서도 아, 이와 같이 법문을 하셨을 거다라는 생각이 들었습니다. 티벳에서는 그 라마라고 하면 굉장히 어떤 화려한 그런 면모들을 보이고 있습니다. 그래서 어쨌든 그분의 그런 그 숲속의 평평한 돌 위에서 법문을 하시는 모습에 굉장히 큰 환희심이 일었고 또한 수의 찬탄하는 마음이 생겼습니다. 그 티벳에서 그 있을 때 이제 달라이라마의 법상이라고 해서 금으로 만든 법상이 있었습니다. 금으로 만든 법상이 만명 오면서 마오쩌둥이 모택동 금으로 만든 법상이 어떻게 생겼나 그래서 베이징으로 옮겨 간 적이 있습니다. 그래서 어쨌든 태국의 그 타일랜드의 그 비구 스님을 보면서 정말 이러한 것들이 그 수행자로서 이러한 모습들이 면모들이 필요하다라는 생각이 들었습니다. 필요하다고 생각을 합니다. 이펜론의 그 법을 계속 법의 어떤 계승자인 주체자인 자베뜨 림포체께서도 아무것도 가지지 않은 그런 소박한 스승이었습니다. 그런 라마의 유명한 이름을 가지고 있지 않으신 분이었습니다. 그리고 밀라레빠 역시도 그런 그 수행자 정말 거지처럼 그렇게 지낸 어떤 수행자였습니다. 그래서 중요한 것은 실질적인 그 스승이 가지고 있는 어떤 덕이 중요한 것이지 높은 법상 이러한 것은 큰 의미가 없다라고 생각합니다. 5대 달라이라마께서도 그런 말씀을 하셨습니다. 아무것도 그 지식이 없는 그런 사람이 법상에 앉은 것은 당나귀가 아주 비단 그 법의를 입고 법상에 앉은 거 마찬가지다라고 그렇게 말씀하신 적이 있습니다.
아 야다. 나 그래도 내 최신의 전에 소소소소 샹그리스 거 소식도
Do you find that when I give teachings like this and when I talk about Tibetans, criticizing Tibetan society, do you find me self-criticizing or like disgracing the Tibetans ourselves?
내 자신에게 그 좋지 않은 얘기, 망신스러운 얘기를 하는 거 아니냐고 이렇게 묻으시는데요.
견마토는 아니 요등 요들하고 삼고 말아. 견토는 아, 딴딴한 좀 주고 싶다는 것은 챙겨.
So if we not see, if we don't see our own faults, then we will not have the wish to make changes. But if we see them, then we'll also want to.
자세, 자세 신기로 봐. 고진배, 고진부진들 건가를 건가를 아 자갈린 뒤집어 봐. 가서 땡 남살이야수. 응아들네 방배. 다 잘못도 고진치는 건가 말이야.
And so when I was in Tibet, for example, we have a custom for the High Lamas to, you know, make the shirt, shirt, and put some called linings with the very expensive brocades on the shirt where there is the called yellow patch. And that when I, after coming into exile, I left completely, gave that up, and I started wearing a very simple fabric called a shirt made from simple cloth and used those expensive brocades for the images or the statues of the Buddha. So, of course, the Buddha himself perhaps could wear those expensive brocades.
아니 산지 좀 된데 김네 김하고 로드 좀 해줘야 루주까지 자도 와. 등아도 상당 거래. 좀 된데 그런 뒤지 전달로 거네. 아니
So if we look at the life of the Buddha, Shakyamuni himself, he went through the six-year practice of austerity. So why did he do that? Of course, we have to really think about it. He actually went through those austere practices in order to help us. And therefore, if he had to do so, then go through such hardships, I mean, we cannot, it's wrong for us to think that we can achieve our goals and without much effort. So I think that it won't be of. I would just finish the first chapter this time. I don't think it's good to try to finish the whole text. Since the Korean group here has some connection with Avalokiteshvara, they do recite the praise and the mantra of Avalokiteshvara. I think that I would do a simple blessing of the four-hand Chandrasik or Avalokiteshvara. Although there are many different aspects of Avalokiteshvara, but I would do a blessing or Jenang of the four and Avalokiteshvara, which is short.
In the Genesis, the Risha Jena did the Jenny in it, Mimbe Simkiada, Jutu Suya Chichinda.
With this four-hand Chandrasik blessing, I will also do the. We'll also go through the ceremony for Bodhicitta as well as Bodhisattva vows. First, we'll complete the first chapter. Chapter 1, we are at verse number
78 now. pumungala tene dasha shiris pumungala tene tang ran zubena ngakaba do sona ngate yusuruta mundu ngapuge yusumarata ngate do suruta zaka da pungu na tene tang ngate shaku orda sa tat di samlo pa tang ba yina ani ani sug chati di ngarbe mare chu kamde sug lubu lendi lubu sawe jik jorba di sache lendi jik jorba di chuche chuk jik jorba di meche yo jik di lungche ene nang nangge ene jik zai puge so zai puge lo so di jik puge di di nangge che dene namshi che oda kamchu da kamchu bu tel kamchu bu di ga ne ngase ga re dang kamchu bu ri ne ene sati ngarwe sangob de ngarwe chungob de ngarwe mengob ngarwe zlo na kenen ya do ga da nyam da na bo san ji bo rang na le cha sha ne pe na lo bi leng de cha sha ne ene yi gi na bar she ba la ka sa ga ta ne ene do bo yin sha ne ka sa ga chen shi man zu ne ki per jing shu na la le chen shi gi nam shi sin se da da de she gi bo du za ne Shivek dene, ngati shiryota. Da, ngat didi tamjelo, ene, chukanda kaine, ko tengi dene, chik yoku uris, tengi ngone, chik yoku uris, mingdu nisu cheve, mingju se, tengi, tengi ngone, yoku uris, ada dikesh dirota. Sa, dindi yindu da, ngati tengi ngone, yoku war, pumbu nane, ngati yoku uri, ene su, sa, su, Sachu Melon did that, go semi pembrochet, and the Lusanata, Nasha said that Namshikana Matu Mindus, that Namshi and Manguji in Lusane, any Tashi Namshi Sensuondo. The Minguang Yavaji Shortuna, that did the Shaka Mindua. That the Tanya to Ranzan Mishiva, can that turn you money, Meva? Mingdu Nis Chair. Tön mewe bari, mingjukze shiji yore, mingdunyi yore. Mingdunyi yore di, ming samshibe samre, ming mibbe tön yore chepe bari isi. Sa ta dili indi zane, ming samsya digi, ming mibbe tön jide yore. Yore di ne tön di karesilavna, ta kyni shayam edebeci. Ngu niki mojubeci. Dili indi, Ming Jose turned the Ming Wangi Yavas mother, the Yavar Sachi. Doa. So the Kazada Chimurva, Saturday to Zane, Dao Yijnam Shikten and Nasha Yamaris, that Yijnam Shilla, Tara Chavina, Peru Shashana, the Nagashung Nesuna to Jane Songstamina, Sedu Yijnam Shikdoa, Milung Nego Yijnam Shikdoa. Ni tubu kubi nega kui, ini ijinam shichikdoa. Da tadum pa 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 chimba ina, ini iru rabote pa 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 timni, machi khasara kesi chungsamcho. Iru rabote pa 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 timni, iru chamyokan lebe kaduro, da di, da nga dimadun rosamidoa. Da di nga shao chene devajan yamari. Nga yi weses, za lakurwa. Da weses di suyreslo nga yi risawro da. Chesanga weses dele loosu nga jik shekudoa. Jadi, sesuatu yang saya harus nanti membantu. Ini, ngang kasar lebih bah, ngang mandu juga ni, ngang balas juga ni, sudah tunggal. Tapi, yeri yono, sesuatu ni, tamu macam ni, tong tamu macam sembah ni, sungsi ada, tiang sama tenggor. Jadi, tiang saya harus nanti baca membantu. Jadi, terus saya ni, tak ngah cene membantu saya ni, tak penuh ni jigi hari, yeri hari. Nga minggu wangi yaba, ini wemiji dupsa ada redwa. Ini jermisik, sasi tiksi nalwa liya ta, ta diri yawu samdam, ta mishi tiwa gendu, ta tiyuksan tiki. Mishi tiwa nga zu, ta pechayam goro duwa tiyan te. Chasa ga, jermisik, lunin chimin na, langdu chimin nalwa liya, ini samu umin shukla jangwa cho, kyo yu longu, rengshi meba la, gyunze tenzin chokwa, kamyo jang, tenzin umin lukni yinushi, Tak yang mahu sura, tenan z sesung doa. Tadi ni lesehan ibu nali ya, ane mingdu ni, tadi mingdu ni, tadi mingdu ni susu cewa, tenjik mene dhruva chi meba yin dhisa ne, tam mingi wangi yeba ome jin dhruva osu chi songduwa. Ta di shugu zashi tikshin zayo, ta zashi tikshin ki rabji tangku yugdum di nangro aldi songduwa. Yuzu nye le mandesi, yuzu ngama le rikwe neba yin dhisa ne, ta yuzu chima le ome nyamdo lo te chosu changar changar osu songduwa. Ta di shugu zayo shebe, omu gomba rabzaga nangro le ya, ene, Umei tawe tartuwe kasaan yang dini toos da sun shayata dirisha. Sesanga mingja taayu zam shayati ta kata nyongdo ne kaksha changwa ne kekwa jishuna tawe rinshi tse kundarum jik sunayati tawe rinshi tse wechir mani paye kekyola mani tukshi go mingbe jegi mingzo lakmar tongs. Mingzab teya chashir kun nyongmi nyongwe zhubayi jenru kyonyo langdo kun shayata zunbe zhubba naba taas shayata sun shayata di duwa. Tata dhūgūsī nā kō nyōntō nē, ān gākṣā chāmūn nē kēk bē shū tēlā, ān mīngyāng tāyū tsamshī lōlā shātē yā chīgī. Dīndi jī yōyā chī yōyā rī. Sā, dī yā dā gēshā 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 jū, ān dā sūng nā dīndi shī tūgā, gūrmā dī nā lōlā yā, ān nā wā dē tī chabashī nē, dērti chabashī nē nā lōlā yā, ān nā wā nā sō sō rūgī shindū nā, shīsā tēwē nī jū jī sāsī tōng, lū jī jū mē dē mō shī tēnā dā. Dāngdō māñyāng, dōngyī jī ngōr tō shēnā sōng shāyatī. Gāgchā kēkwē nyāngyōng rō chēmbū chūmbā yī na, tā tō tōng yī rō, tā yī rō sā nē, chī sū sō yī nē rā, chī sū rō sō yī nē rā, nāng kī tī tūg nyōng yī nē rā, chī kāntā kā yī nē, tēng jī ngō nē yabā chī nā yī ngō tō kā. Chā sā kā, nā wā nō sō chū rū kī shīndū na, shī zā chā wā sā, shī mī tsā chā shāyatī. Tī zō chīng kī shū nā rō, shī mī tsā chā shāyatī. Songdoa. So, do you mean the baby name? Any? She meets Saturday, she will turn the inn, because of the Pindu Shun the ten, and a touch of a shangore, said the Songdoa. So she was Shashane, that the Songdoa, that the day is done, any? Chagda Shamo, Chagda was Shashane, Jizumide. Lomnyin naan shungun shimu shaa siyo maare di di tanda nyingbu di di tata pachi diri bencha naro ba ane nalini di kebar ba lulu gujana dao dhaba jana rado ka shungun di siyo ro shungun di siyo ni su tom gyo ni ta nyamnyong da dhe ni ane marba da marba maa song daga na chi jem midi be marba da ten ta dine maa ane ta marmi taa song shini go yung raan diri ba ta jizun me le ta Jizu mele da dinima kazo marwe da saiki tuu chene. So kongi cik nyung nyung re di, tanda shibishtu ka. Tandam dame wangdo ni gewe sangye nijia mens. Chugu sata lamda me shiro sunya di di, da dika likdu ka. Da tandam le ya, tosong gongsong rikshi le tandam di shibe tandam chigda, gaksha le tandam di shibe tandam chig chene yewa le, anda gomdi sunya di, chugu sata lamda me saya dik chigdi ma dre yun di, gaksha le tandam di shibe tandam di redu ka. Di wang di shi na san jie yama, sim jie yama, nye pa jing yi yama, nye sa yama, kaka yama, shi song shi yati. Dang sa liu duwa. Sang di di yin du zane, eni baya sa jie pa cha shi ni titi shi ri, oda kisi ngi shi yati ri. Mi shi pa chi ki nizu ka ka ri. Bili gilu gu nang cha shi ni, anta di, kasa, bian nang du gong sang ka pa chi mbi di song ya ri. Ku gung cui ju zui bai la wai shi, rung ri tenpa zing na chi li ki, pa mi lung du dog bai, kian nong so, Namin kumbur shaya lakdong mang sani Lepin jambay shaya lung pharu sui di sung duwa Shamu sivu kaan laya lawa ngang gilu wain gilu wain shamu sivu kaan laya lawa rade Ngodong rangi pami lungdo kipe Ngona chane kipe Si kasu kore Chik noru kya noru di di Eni shato nam lebi che Namin kumbur shaya lakdong mang si Eni changi ribe doji Tata rangrayi losan gashi Tsudu dindu su dala shayne Nāwa līnglīn dī rāngsō shāni gōkyū rāchīn shī tsāwa nāngdī Chibdhī āmā yī shīnshī tēnā lāngdā līnglīn dī yōkē mīndu Nāngā mā yūbī bī shēshē mā nā āmā gēmū dī chodhōn dū gō sīn sūngshā dī chaydi Tā tānyā tū yī rāngsē gā yīn dū zāni Tā kō kāwī shāyār tā kō mīngdī Mīngzām tā zām kī yōpa sīyādi Tā ngā Ani gali pādō kumri dēni chibā yīna, ani kāzāma sōni nyōngdō nē, ani mīngyā dāyū zāma sāyāchī, shātūyāchī, mōchūyāchī, tā yōngsā rī. Sāti dī yīndū zāne, 어디 들이 저서 남신 뭐이 꿈이나스 저 초바디에 말이스 텔레션의 기부강스 텔레 로스 텐션도 기부강사 영신 말이스 딘데 인도 어느 기부 때문에 매발을 베슬러나 말이 기부 컨트롤 뉘베치 선 기부 컨트롤 뉘벌 때문에 답을레스 어디 우먼주고 나려야 가서 남바 뒹긴 줍줄 매매기 남제 매버는 직대 니레들 랑게 연락 때는 도고인스 직대 타녀도 에네 랑게 연락을 때네 다 땅에 던져서 참아시기 미네버 대섬식이 예배 요구철네 다 요구셔 줄이서 들으셔 기부 큰주 뉘베 칠스 뉘벌 때는 주버리스 진짜 인도 샹을 때네 주버리 뭐 주여 말이 진짜 인도 양타고 하면 뭐니지 뭐 주버리스 양다 뭐인스 제다와를 다 쪼지라면다 쪼지라면 대신 스슈 메론을 속에 캄니 르르양 뉘치스 그 두문 뉘베다 타르에니 명대 샤과 쌈극 네니 샤과 쌈식 터내다 스슈로 속에 디지셔규리 마도 야마리스 딘디인디 뉘치스 대다장 양다니도 민스 다들 내셔 보셔.
어제 그 78번 거리 하셨는데 78번 79번이
넘어. So we're on verse number 80.
여기서는 인간은 흙도 아니고 물이 아니며 불도 아니고 바람도 아니네.
So it is said by Master Chandrakirti that the selflessness is of two faults, which is selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena, which are taught by the Buddha. And with regard to the selflessness of these two selflessnesses, according to the Savatantrika Madhyamakas, who assert that things should have some objective existence, even in conventional terms, they say that the selflessness of a person is a grosser level of selflessness, and the selflessness of a phenomena is subtler. Whereas the Prasangikas, who deny any objective existence whatsoever, say that there is no difference in terms of degree of subtlety between these two selflessnesses, but the difference of these two is only that the selflessness of persons is the selflessness which is established on the basis of a person, and the selflessness of phenomena based on other things like aggregates and so forth, other than a person. And so that's the difference, and therefore we have selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena. And these, of course, when it comes to talking about the two selflessnesses, these are meant for the taught by the Buddha to liberate sentient beings. And so the Master Chandrakirti says that in order to liberate sentient beings, the two selflessnesses are taught, which are the selflessness of persons and phenomena. And so without understanding, as we already covered yesterday, the other day, Master Nagarjuna says that without really getting at or understanding this, that the aggregates, the psychophysical aggregates, are empty of any intrinsic existence. There is no way we can actually gain a full understanding of selflessness of persons. And therefore, with regard to this understanding of the selflessness of persons, the selflessness of phenomena, now Mr. Nagarjuna goes through these in verse number 80 and 81. So verse number 80 says, if a person is neither earth nor water nor wind nor space nor fire nor consciousness nor all, then what is a person apart from this? And so what this shows is that when we go through these six constituent factors, the earth is there, for example, within ourselves we have the solid the solidity nature of things in us, like the flesh and so forth, are the earth element, and then the fluidity are those of the flute are the water elements, and then the heat is the fire element, and then the movement, things that move within us, which has some kind of movement. Those are the wind element, and then the hollowness in our body is the space element, and then we have this experience aspect, which is the consciousness. And so these six elements make up a person. And when you ask, where are you? You would just point to yourself. I'm here. And you won't point somewhere else, saying talking about yourself. And so what we are made up of is these six constituent elements. But are these six elements, if you are asked, are each of these six elements yourself? You would say no. And whereas now Bhav Viveka, who is a propounder or the founder of Savatantrika Madhyamaka philosophy, sub-school of Madhyamaka philosophy, he says that when we talk about rebirth, what goes from one life to the next and so forth is consciousness. And therefore, because the consciousness goes from one life to the next, he says that we posit, we assert that the consciousness is the identity, the final identity of an individual, a person. And within this, what you understand here is that this comes from a concept or an idea that if something exists, it must have some objective existence, an objective entity or an identity. And therefore, he says that from amongst all the aggregates, the Mahabhaviveka says the sixth consciousness. Of course, within consciousness, there are the perception, the sensory perceptions, and then the mental ones. And within the mental also, there are many different. And so he says the sixth consciousness, the primary mind consciousness is the identity of a person, the final identity of a person. And but if we rather than that, if we could actually assert that the self or an I, that we all have a sense of I, and which is called, and if we could say that this I or oneself is designated by way of name, that would be more convenient as assertion. According to the Prasangika Madhyamakas, it said that things are merely nominal, merely in name. But when we say this, the term mere here, Tsongkhapa says, does not reject that there is some object also which is referred by the name. When we say mere name, it doesn't mean that there's no object, but it's just a name. That's not the case. But there is an object. Yet, when we actually search for the object itself, you cannot actually find anything that you can point to as being that object objectively. And therefore, it is said that so it is with the consciousness as well. And so the consciousness is not at all this I. And although on the basis of this consciousness, we can designate or name a person and so forth, but the consciousness itself is not and doesn't have any objective existence to be the individual's and final identity. And within the consciousness, again, we can see there's a consciousness when we are in a waking state, and then dream state, and then deep sleep, and so on. And when we die, what happens is we go through the process of dissolution of the different elements, called earth element into water, and so forth. And until even the grosser levels of consciousness dissolve into the final, called the subtlest mind, which is called the subtlest clear light. Even at that point, we cannot say the subtlest clear light is the person as such, because even at that point we can still say my clear light or that person's clear light and so forth. So it shows there's a relationship between the clear light and yourself, and the clear light is not you as such. And so And then, of course, when we talk about yourself, the I, we cannot really say the I sometimes is active and the sometimes is dominant and so forth. Whereas when it comes to consciousness, there are times when certain consciousness go dormant and others, like the subtlest clear light, becoming remaining dormant when we are in a waking state where we are not able to use it. You cannot talk about I being active or dominant at some point, but it's always there. And and so what this shows is that I do exist, the self or yourself does exist, but then not objectively whatsoever. And then so with regard to this, what we are coming at, getting at, is that the understanding of emptiness. So Master Tsongkhapa, in his treatise called Differentiation between the Definitive and the Interpretable Teachings of the Buddha, he says that for those my friends who have studied the Madhyamaka texts, and even after doing such studies, you may still find it difficult for you to say that although things are empty of any intrinsic existence, yet there are causal and causal. The law of causality still works. That may become difficult for you to assert, yet it would be better if you could rely on that those statements from the Madhyamaka texts. And then in his that was said in the great section of the great insight in Lamrim Chemo, and then in the section on insight in Lamrim, the intermediate Lamrim, Master Tsongkhapa says that to say that there's no other way than by default we have to say that things are designated by name, and then the commentary on Mula Madhyamaka Karika, Master Tsongkhapa says that there are two ways in which things can exist. Since they cannot have any existence objectively, we are left with the other choice to say that they are merely by name, and therefore we should be able to direct our minds to that understanding and push our mind towards that understanding. And then in the commentary to Chandrakirti's Madhyamaka Avatara, Master Tsongkhapa says that it is the most difficult part of the understanding the Prasangika Madhyamaka philosophy is to say that things are merely in while saying that things are empty of any inherent existence, that they still do exist but merely in name. And so there are many different kinds of understanding or explanations of the Madhyamaka philosophy, understanding of emptiness, and that things to say that things have do not have any objective existence but merely in name. And then the seventh Dalai Lama has said, the Gungdang Tenpe Dreme has also said that when it comes to understanding emptiness, you actually have to verify it from your experience. And of course, you can study all these different texts, having studied them, apply those teachings in meditation, and then through one's own meditation, using reasoning and applying those teachings within yourself, you'll see that when you realize emptiness, it is you come to a point where your mind just sees an absence of any objectification in anything, and there the mind is focused, fixed on a negation, a mere absence of any true existence. And similarly, in seventh Dalai Lama says that at the crossroad of these six perceptions, what you find is this the duality, which is actually devoid of any foundation, and therefore do not think that things have some true existence, but focus your mind on emptiness. And so with regard to this term called the foundation, devoid of any foundation or basis, and even in the Nyingma tradition, Dodrupa Jingme Tenpe Nyingma has said that this term that is used in Nyingma also, Shime Tsadil, which means totally devoid of any basis, should, in order to understand it thoroughly, well, and correctly, we have to resort to the classic texts written by great panditas and accomplished masters of India. And so this also gets at the same point of, you know, understanding emptiness correctly. And so when it comes to the Kagyu tradition also, of course, the Marpa Lhotshawa received his teachings on emptiness and so forth from Master Naropa, who must have studied the text written by Chandrakirti. Therefore, he must have followed the Prasangika Madhyamaka as well. And so his follower, Milarepa, also says that in the ultimate sense, even Buddhas do not exist, leave alone the obstacles.
풍부다면 들때면 달았다면 대매면 풍부매신 단리면 디지털이 지드리오스 단 남매리고들이 자실을 송샤오디 되네다 디다르자 다 캄디드바 자연도 중숨 중줄 다 사다 추다 지금 메달롱사들 자야되다 중줄 사다 알아봤다 다 디디 뒤처럼 두번 뒤는 연대가 알아봐 다 디디 中国的中国人是钱的在呢但中国是的是差不多是不是这个但是这个道歉是什么的先是不是这个杀出没东西的也是没有说的是这样的这些中国人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人的人 레즈메 강숨메바 레즈메 찍메바양 숨메도 게디 숨메 레즈메 찍메바양 숨메나 소소랑요 마인데 지든 되버 겨원죠 왠지 소소랑요는 표심메바 메지메 이어서 토도 되버도 추던 롱도 사티시 왠지 멘디션 다음에 지들교지 숨샤랑 숨부텐지 종아다 치미튬을 종아면 소소랑요 대단히 지도분의 편수요 모니지가는 편수 뛰고 말했어야 돼 지도분의 편수요 소소랑요 마인바 대단히 지도 편수요 걔들 소소랑면이 강나 지들 한마나 만들바는 찍내면 제보 소소랑요면 소소랑면 종아는 소소랑자 갈아요 소소랑면 샤창면 Tsinyidani kunzu shesa, tsinyidani dawana, eni kasugribe sashi tewa, eni sa, eni kasugribege sashi sewa, yangshi yawasheni, eni lenshi yawasheni, tsinyidu wazlu, digidi, eni mada machebe jigden chakzuge, tanyegi, ta, pege nangchuru digane, eni shashabshiris. Tsinyidani kunzu she, kado tiru rekwada, Tadalaya Tsundiin, Migdanam Shisunamda, Marila, the Kiawata, Chevola, the Chawatang, Danda, Gundi, Tudani, Tunda, Rinso, Shishata, Ming the Major, Tishin no, Tishin no, some of Mindy Shas of Pinsu Dunim, Dugores, Sada Shuda Medal, Ringdun Tata, Pomita, Gesonin, and Nam Shisu, Gabri Yushi, Tube Songs, Tartuna, Namdog, Tazam Chick, the Pesitisung Yosari, the Chidun Gove, Tanda Memory. Ta namshi teme taeva kundu ta hotela ne sada chude medena lungin ne tong gyurma yins dini jing da tong ta chabun ge da meki ta dini ming da su da ja mulu ba ne ga gwan gyurs a da ne lu chö long da di samo ba ben di ji ba pe ni ya me che ba ga ru ga ru re tong ya yo ma re s kang mo tong ji namshi lo ngo je chung de gyu ni te shi chi ne namshi chi ni ta da ga gwan gyurs 어디 따든지 동이 나와서 봐 금지된 금지된 금지되는 슈거인이 취직에 나와 접어지도 봐 인수 봐 다 죽으시지. 내가 계속 두 명 송사들이 가서 등 가서 춘진 된 것인 인 랑스 미르미 나무로 녀나가 저바 멀리 높 사디 아다 리베리베 콤 엔 다 디서는 내가 신에 있다 라주노 전다 야고 쉬우자다 내가 디메네 내가 가라 간성기 삼단에 영두베 동원이기 전 고로 고로 차 때려베 니시로 고로 숙심을 내유두자네 아니 어 가사 문제 중 대군이스 대군 문제 나졸이야 전쟁은 이번 전쟁은 이번 시사 체는 아주 저배 처지 자유고로다 다 니들이 있는 바 인수 다 주지스 대신은 남시 친이 되던 가 본죠 남시 매이 피신 로신 지금 힘을 대다 지신 좀 제배 왜든 대배 생내 시 전에다 준비 준비기니 최신의 저배 나오디디 인 바 최신 인수 바 얘네 팀 주지스 얘도 주지스 다 다루 미시 변의 문수바 신의 대단 해봐도 강성공부 명예부 대성공부 가산교 최전 많이나 최전 다루자는 니야 매배이나 주니 고에 다루자는 니야 요 말이 수중 단데 수중공부 명성실 나가야는 명성 모습 수제 토리 디 명성 인도 토리 대성기 나가야 명성을 했지 수소기 중줄기 최디게 디 중어 로테네 용기여 인도자네 두 중어 매바 테르 템베 중주 수도 칼해요 테다라 지 수도 지 일단 뉴제도 뉴메시기 춘지 탐절로 그 명점지 이모 인도자네 명정고 명점 인도 테르 땅에 명대야 명점을 했어 대신 명점 이게 매스 소도 두신 두제도 남신 중어도부터 다신 토네 삼자대 지지 컴주 다음에도 르무지 창원래 뭐버 토가다 네버라 버튼 빌리우드 탐보 스타디 샤샷
3 through to the end of the text
which in chanzu chadi tung tung che ne di ada janan cha ge gero tön sha
So as the interpretations are done in Korean, Chinese, and in Tibetan and so forth, English and so forth, then you should take your tea, and His Holiness would like to start the ritual for the blessing of Avalokiteshvara. Sorry, I should give you the rest of the text teachings that were left earlier. And so when it comes to understanding emptiness, we have to understand that the emptiness itself is the mere absence of any intrinsic existence in things. So when you get, when you're through your training of mind and meditation, and when you get that emptiness, your mind is focused on this absence, mere absence of any intrinsic independent existence in things and whatsoever. You are not thinking about anything else but that, and that is called a negation. The object it, focus is, that it is focused on is a negation or negative phenomena, as it's called. And then the fifth Dalai Lama has said that with regard to the Yellowhead sect, followers of the Yellowhead sect, that there are many who are not really interested in, who lack any interest in, you know, understanding the real treasure of the teaching of Lama Master Tsongkhapa. And therefore, they remain. There are many who are always they remained empty-handed with regards to this treasure that should be actually obtained. And then, Jangyo Rabe Dorje has said that. Similarly, he has criticized the followers of Gelug tradition. And when they talk about emptiness, they say, they are talking about, you know, rejecting or then called refuting any kind of existence or the object of negation and so forth. But they're not really, they're only using words and not really getting at the point, you know, hitting home to that emptiness at all. And therefore, what we must understand is that we need to, in order to understand and get this insight into emptiness, we need to study a lot and then also use those reasonings to gain a better understanding of emptiness. And then finally, once you have attained it, they affect your mind in meditation and, you know, familiarize your mind more and more so that you become closer to that emptiness. And once you get that understanding, it has to come from your own experience. And therefore, and you have to be able to ascertain it from your experience. And therefore, in the verse number 80, it is said that a person is neither these six constituents, and what else is a person if it's not the case? And then the Madhyamaka Avatara of Chandrakirti says that when he uses the sevenfold reasoning to establish emptiness, he says that when you do not do any kind of analysis, when you analyze a person through these sevenfold reasonings, then you will not be able to find any person as such within the aggregates or outside of aggregates and so forth, but the person is merely designated by name. And therefore, on the basis of the six constituent factors, earth, water, wind, space, fire, consciousness, and on the basis of these, we should know that a person is designated, and therefore a person cannot be be found other than merely being being designated, and therefore the absence of any intrinsic or independent existence of a person apart from this designation is the selflessness of persons. And then the verse number 81 shows the selflessness of phenomena, and it's very important to understand that. And then verse number 83 shows that these different elements of waters, earth, water, and so forth, are the gross elements, whereas when they are still made up of subtler elements of water, which in a sense we may not be able to make any distinction with our sensory perceptions or anything, but they have to be understood. These the differences between these six different the elements, or the fire, water, and so forth, only on the basis of isolates, as distinction should be made conceptually and not perceptually. And verse number 90, with regard to verse number 90, his Holiness just read through these verses, and then when it comes to saying in line 4, in verse number 90, it says their characteristics are only termed conventional. And so so Aishwaranis is actually saying he's waking up those who are falling asleep with these needs. And verse number 90, these characteristics are only in conventional, and termed conventional means that we should be able to, while saying that things have no independent and objective existence, yet they are posited by way of conventional terms, means when we do not do any kind of analysis, we can talk about me, this, that, and so forth. And so that's what it means. And then verse number 93, there is this term, and merits and everything else cease in consciousness, the sage says. So that doesn't imply that there's nothing external to mind, as Chittamatras say. When it comes to understanding emptiness, we have to actually, that has to come through familiarization of your mind. And when the mind is familiarized more and more with it, then when you will be able to experience this emptiness from one's own experience, where you see that the mere absence of any objective independent existence in things. And then verse number 90, in relation to verse number 98, His Holiness says, where it says, whatever through ignorance is earlier misconstrued will be later ascertained. When a thing cannot be found, how can there be a non-thing? And so with regard to this, the seventh Dalai Lama also has said that just as the clouds in the autumn space dissipates in the autumn space, likewise all these different experiences that we have dissolve within this nature of the mind. The non-dual understanding of mind. And then verse number 99 says, just as a physical form a mere designation, so too is space mere designation. Without elements, how can there be form? So is the case with name itself. And so when we talk about some things like physical forms and so forth, of course those are made up of subtler elements. And if these subtler elements, as it was analyzed earlier, cannot be really found objectively existent, how can the form and so forth also be found objectively? And then
the
So we may be able to continue with this text in the next years, and although you have received a commentary or explanation of only the first chapter, you can read the rest of the chapters in this text. There are four more chapters. You can study them, read them.
Oh yeah. 다잖아. 다 가서 이렇게 좋아. 심지 컴퓨터 신이 무슨 아주 가서 얘기해 봤다. 데이터 아니 심딩이 처음에 그 머리 걸 때 되게 좀 이두자네. 미시별로 지인 그 남지 차야 시별로 되게 딩간다 저기요. 세월 왔다. 저때 이두자네 산이 있고 막 도야 얘기해 봤대. 다 도신데 상당나 요투야시도와 다 미시베 집지드 바 세소나 다 시베로 그 집게 가다 미시베 집드 세소나 시저 리야게 누베 마란즈 세리그 로티팅라 랑 누베데 랑제스여 되베시 디사도 조과 매베시 자 집지드 바 세소나 유즈게야게 누베 여데베 유자네 시시시베로 파두시베 시집 세소나 시드시니기 저 참제로 그게 스트레야 지금 누구지 그다 장제서 예대베제 그동안 다 드르르 가서로 이야기 또 구시더니 그 산제서 구시더니 그 산제 어디 디 아니 다 상하게 지 규디를 하서 주제디 산제 좀 된데 기 아니 지금 풍금 기지기 아니 다 남다 진리게니 하에 나발 텐데야 다한테 금들 산지 심는 대기 캠베 연대 제베 연대 뉴베 뉴범 칠레 연대 여버트 주제디 야 하에 나발 마샤 되버지 다디 하에 나발 샤야디 고 사태다 대 곰니 마저야 어 삼다바이나 양고 판도에 되버지 용기여리 Satindri yindu sanje yi zewe yuanden di shinlaga nabola shawa di janesi. Kenbe yuanden di shinlaga nabola shawa di jambayang. Chilesum nube yuanden di shinlaga nabola shawa di janesi. Jidang tumungo chanani chado. Lami ki gyudu dhudu chani yang jikan kasu takse punggum 풍금지지기 최대 자리 시험에 보이는 룽금 남다 점아 진리를 다시 도시 말이 자 다음 더 고수 봐봐디 제시 다 제시 규리시 소소소 나온다 다 제시 지기네 그 주당디 저주다도 신의 주야 주주다도 신의 주야 난저주다도 신의 주야 난저라미 다도 신의 주야 제 용되기도 와 딱 간다 주보부 소소 감다 마바다 누바다 로이다 총매다 디르타네 케바 토인구로 와 자다 니 인도스 안데디 다 제네시 차시와 체규다도리 제네시 차시와 다디 안데 린주자자 나로 예도데리 네디 쇼스디 다다르미스군네 시위 마 총중간데 시위리 디르로 주장제 시위 제네 에니 제네시기 다 송아 이그루 페지 他说的可能三开始长有长有的这都是他这里边的这些个差事的这些个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那 아니 다 제네시 차시베 아니 진로슈 삼베타네 담멘데 시시직 투전들이 땅에를 지켜게 비스기로 와 다 측 차선 길모도네다 님분이 부족다야
그래서 Blessing of Avalokiteshvara, forehand from Avalokiteshvara. First of all, I'd like to explain that we're in the teachings, we find mention of the Tathagata Garbha, or the Buddha nature. And although we have Buddha nature within ourselves, this Buddha nature is at this point kind of obscured or covered by our defilements. And therefore, when these defilements by applying through the antidotes are removed, then the Tathagata Garbha itself manifests for us. And so the mind that we have also, when it's at this point, and it's covered by our ignorance and fundamental ignorance about true nature of things and so forth, but once this ignorance is removed, we still have that mind which has the nature of being cognitive and clear and or luminous, since it is already there, I mean, this becomes more manifest and, you know, clear, and so that we see everything as it is. And it's quite natural for this to happen when the covering of the ignorance is removed. And therefore, within the context of Tantra, what we do is we do meditation on emptiness and use all this potential that we have, so that when you become enlightened, you can also, as an individual, appear in the form of different deities. So the same person can appear in different forms, in other words. And then the qualities such as wisdom, compassion, power, and so forth also can appear in the form of deities. And therefore, in order to become enlightened, we need to do meditation on the deities. And so within the context of Tantra, and within that, we also meditate on emptiness, from which arises the deity and so forth. And so having become enlightened, the Buddhas can manifest in the form of Avalokiteshvara, for example, who is the manifestation of the compassion of all Buddhas. And then Manjushri, the aspect of the wisdom, knowledge of the Buddhas. And then Vajrapani, on the one hand, as the manifestation of the power of Buddhas. And then within the context of the highest yoga Tantra, it is also said that the wind element, the purified state of wind element, comes in the form of Tara, who is the carrier or who performs the enlightened activities of the Buddhas as well. And so here we are going to do the blessing of the Avalokiteshvara, and within which there are, of course, with regard to practice Avalokiteshvara, there are Avalokiteshvara aspects, different aspects according to the, or practices according to the different, four different sets of tantras, such as Jarya Tantra, Kriya Tantra, Kriya Tantra, Jarya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and Anuttara Yoga Tantra. These different forms or the practices according to these four sets of tantras come because of the difference in the mental capacities and of the different sentient beings, their mental dispositions and so forth, and also because of the power of their intellect as well. And so we have different forms of the same practices of the same deity as well. And so the particular Avalokiteshvara that we are going to do the blessing of comes within the Kriya Yoga Tantra, and which is the lowest tantra. And then this blessing I have received when I was young from my guru Tata Rinpoche, and after having received this Tara, and so when I received this blessing from Tata Rinpoche when I was around 10, and having received this, since then I may have recited a few millions of the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, and therefore today today, since we are going to do this blessing of Avalokiteshvara, the four-handed Avalokiteshvara from the Kriya Tantra, earlier I have visualized and transformed myself into this deity, Avalokiteshvara, with four hands. And so accordingly, you also, for this purpose of receiving this blessing, should meditate or visualize me in this form. And also in the altar, also you should imagine Avalokiteshvara with her four hands. And this is a mandala offering for to request the blessing.
Lama Genesis, and in Dungi Genesis, and the Tenga Nangalia, Sanjay Chum Dende, and near Sajin Gada, and Pendu Chudun Law Songway, and the Gallery Pendu Chumputi to Scorny Yedeva, and the Pelkan Jengi Jonga Yeda, Chimu Yulama Titi Yosama, and Tianzu Korea Tetishin Cheney, Chig. And then, other chicken, Zabala, だ、中国語を言うと、なんか、もまるで、別やって。え、自分で言って、ていいにかそうるべき。み、え、人中、けべをもず、じゃじゃべ、しゅんでいて、なんか、だばいな。え、中国語を言うれ。別までじゃね、中国語の人に、ちょっと聞いてもらえね。わ、さてんで言うんで、なんだ、そうすべじゃって。だてんで、これ、だね、キャランギーに、すんしゃべ、別でいて、だね、ほたばたてぎに、さばし。
And so, in with regard to this blessing, we'll go through the seven branch practice. So, in order to do this, we'll not use the words, and as the text says, that the words that are found in the Samudabhadra prayer. But imagine me as the Lama who's giving this initiation, this blessing, in the form of Chandra Singh with four hands, and also in the altar in front, which is set, called, prepared for this particular ceremony. Imagine Avalokiteshvara with four hands there, and then also imagine the mandala of Avalokiteshvara surrounded by the 17 Nalanda masters and the great masters and panditas of India, as well as the Tibetan lineage masters of Tibet, and then the lineage masters of this particular blessing of India, and then surrounded by the 17 Nalanda masters, and then the lineage masters of Tibet, and then also you can imagine lineage masters of the Dharma of that has spread in Korea. And so, and then with this visualization, you make your prostrations with your body, speech, and mind, and also make offering of all the virtues that you have collected through body, speech, and mind, and then also confess whatever negative actions you have done, wrongdoing doings that you have done through your selfish attitude, and then also rejoice in the great deeds and, you know, merits of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and particularly you can also rejoice in Bodhicitta, and also the understanding of a view of emptiness, which must complement Bodhicitta in order for us to reach the state of Avalokiteshvara and enlightenment, and then also make your entreatment to teach the teaching, to give the teaching to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Of course, when we make this request, we should also understand that if we study the texts and these great scriptures taught by the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, the great masters, we are actually doing making sense of this request, and therefore resolve yourself to study these scriptures as well, and then and request them not to pass away, and then dedicate the merits. So let us do the Buddhist prayer for generation of Bodhicitta. Kneel on your right knee, please. And we'll do these lines for Bodhicitta, not Bodhisattva vows, but Bodhicitta, this altruistic intention to become a fully enlightened person, a Buddha, for the benefit of all sentient beings. So these lines that you are going to recite, His Holiness will say in Tibetan, but recite is, with the wish to free all sentient beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Infused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind for full awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. With a wish to free all beings, please repeat it again, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment, infused by wisdom and compassion. Today, in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind for full awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. So at the end of this third repetition now, when you say for the benefit of all sentient beings, so you should think that having found this kind of human life now and met with the Buddha Dharma, I will follow. And so with regard to at the end of this third repetition, when you say for the benefit of all sentient beings, imagine that you will actually make this strong resolve that you will be a serious follower of the Buddha's teaching, and as human being, as having found this human life and also met with the Buddha, that you will make it a meaningful life to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And so you should not feel discouraged to saying that, of course, the Buddhas and the Naga masters like Nagarjuna and so forth were able to do those. They are special, but I cannot. You should not have that kind of low spirit, but think that the Buddha himself in the beginning was like us, ordinary sentient being, but because he had the Suddhodaggarbha, the Buddha nature himself, which he used and then journeyed along the path to enlightenment, finally he became enlightened. And likewise, likewise, we also have that Buddha nature within ourselves, and if with that, we should be able to use this Buddha nature and train our mind to become enlightened, and so make this resolve to be a serious follower of the Buddha. So at the end of this third repetition, if you make this resolve that just as the Buddha and the Nagarjuna and so forth, these great masters that I've imagined, that I visualize in front of me here, have really engaged in the Bodhisattva deeds and then become enlightened, likewise, I will generate bodhicitta within myself and not only stay there, but then I will engage in all the practices of bodhisattvas and therefore repeat this line and, you make this pledge to engage in the bodhisattva practices as well, then you will receive the bodhisattva vow here at the end of this third repetition. Whereas if you feel that, at this point, maybe I will not be able to take bodhisattva vows as such, make such a pledge, but then I will just generate bodhicitta. You feel convinced that at the end of this, you generate this bodhicitta. With a wish to free all sentient beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Enthused by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate mind for full awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. Now to repeat this, as long as peace remains. Repeat this, please. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Please sit down. So Master Shantideva, in his Bodhisattva Charyavatara, the way of the Bodhisattva, says that, therefore, which intelligent person would feel despair when thinking of riding the horse of bodhicitta, which leads one from bliss to bliss, or happy state of happiness to happiness?
Oh, yeah.
So
And so our past masters have said that we should really put effort as much as we can to see that if we can to be able to do our best to cultivate and generate bodhicitta within ourselves. Because once you have bodhicitta, that itself will help us to cultivate, to accrue a huge amount of merit, and that in turn also, that itself will help us to purify our negativities as well. And therefore, both the short-term and the long-term benefits, as well as avoiding or overcoming all kinds of external, internal, or secret obstacles will be overcome by this bodhicitta. So it is like the one thing which can serve all purpose. It's and therefore, as a support to that, we should also develop the understanding and the view of emptiness, the insight into emptiness, because this one helps us to overcome the negativities, ignorance, and so forth, and to overcome these negative emotions, and so that we can actually combine these two together to reach the goal of enlightenment.
So as it is said in the verse 80 in the Precious Garland, where it says, if a person is neither earth nor water, nor wind, nor space, nor fire, nor consciousness, nor all of these, what else then is a person? And think along these lines and meditate on selflessness or emptiness for a while. So just check who you are. Where is this I, which you hold so dear? Where is the Korean I? Now reflect what is that I of the Buddha, and also Avalokiteshvara's I, what is it? Just reflect on that as well. Just as we cannot find our own self when we think within our body and the mind, likewise, you cannot find the self or I of the Avalokiteshvara and Buddha as well. You cannot find yourself when you search for yourself or I. Likewise, Avalokiteshvara also cannot be found within his aggregates. And therefore, within this empty nature of being devoid of any intrinsic I, we are of same taste.
30년대에다 파고 제네시 30년대들이 또 30년대 코랑 랑그 정신
캠백관에 아니 지 도서 사물을 베베베 바타는 상대로 딱 말아서 딱 넣으시 소소 심지 춘이디 뭐셔 버치네 근데 대가나 로바 군지식 체체체 철다는 심배이나 아니 도서 그러지 가리가리 방가니 쇼 다대가 나서 심디 나버 탐지 체배이시 사데 차트야지 저요
So just as the Buddha himself was aware of, became aware of his own true nature, and then journeyed on the path and gradually overcame all kinds of conceptualization within himself, and when all conceptualization and all defilements have ceased within him, then he became a Buddha. Likewise, we also will be able to do that by realizing our own nature and finally reach the omniscient state.
Genesine tu lo samstun zane nya me me bistu kata ta tinde gi lo ti molia and the pungso of nawati garu lo ye
So when we check within ourselves, we will not find ourselves within the aggregates. And similarly, it is the case with the Buddha and Avalokiteshvara. And so when we are not able to find anything that we can pinpoint as being Avalokiteshvara and so forth, what we get at is that there is this emptiness. And the appearance of the body and mind and so forth, these will stop.
Tā tī ngāng lē, tā rīng nī, ānda tāmē pār sēnī yō tēmā tī kī nīng kī yū tē lē yā, ānī ālēn tā wē kīng kō shikā rū tsēmā, tā tī sōng tōng. Tē lē, tē wē sē kī lū tāṁ chā kāng, lū tāṁ chā kāng tē, tā rīng nī jēnē sā sū kī rū mē nē yīn chā, 양은 랑이 닌게 위틀에 왕 토바지는 르니 제네시스 에니파 메 제네시스 고르게 왕 마 토바지베 있는 닌게 위대가라 제네시 시지 차시오지 바세도
And so here, from within this, when we do this meditation on emptiness, feel that when the mind is absorbed in emptiness, all the rest of the things that usually appear to our mind kind of go out of perception, and you are left with emptiness, this absence of any true existence alone. And now meditate on that, and from within that emptiness, and now those of you who have received initiations, complete full-fledged initiations before, imagine that you transform into empty an arcelable, and from there comes a moon disk, and on the top of that you arise into a tree, and then that tree syllable arises into in the form of Avalokiteshvara. But those of you who have not received initiations, imagine that tree at your heart.
In That Tinigi, Ada De Inni, Kanda Inni, Uzulia, Riza Eva Megi Sambashe. That De Kasuripe Gule in Vesi Top, Sibusum Pa, Kyachipa Vesi Trenny, any Sibusuna Yube, any Dungaki Kasa Deva Pong, Dungajin on the Yodeva, any Dewan de Dungimindu, Tadanaya Dungajin on the Yodeva, Dedil Pa Vesi Trenny.
And so, whether you have imagined yourself transforming into Avalokiteshvara at this point, or you have imagined the three syllable in the center of your heart, whichever visualization you have done, according to whether you have received the initiation, full-fledged initiations before or not, imagine on your head, a crown of your head, Amitabha Buddha sitting. And from the Amitabha Buddha, you imagine rays of light go out.
out. I mean, he radiates light everywhere into the three realms of existence, three planes of existence. And these rays of light help sentient beings overcome, dispel their suffering, and bring them happiness. So how many of you have received full flesh initiations before? Please raise your hands. So you may, those of you who have received initiations before, you may imagine yourself transforming into Avalokiteshvara. The rest of you may imagine three syllable at your heart, three syllable. So here now, having transformed into Avalokiteshvara, whether you are male or female doesn't really, it's not relevant, because you have earlier, when you do meditate, when you did meditation on emptiness, you have dissolved all impure perceptions and impurities within that emptiness, and then you have transformed into Avalokiteshvara. And so when we did this meditation of transforming the Avalokiteshvara, for example, what you have done is, what this is called is that this perceived object of emptiness arising into a deity, which means that you have, in your mind, you have ascertained the emptiness. And then from within that meditation, you have arisen into a deity. And so it's called the arising into a deity, this perceived object of the realization of emptiness arising into Avalokiteshvara, a deity.
That digi never tuni la chan to zane, ishig so. That remedy was so chimicotul in ishig so saya. Sunum any sambition lag and nabaching gulukum da digi, sunum so saya. Dua.
And so when your mind is full, the meditation on emptiness itself helps as it gets deeper and deeper. As your experience of emptiness gets deeper and deeper, you are said to accumulate more and more wisdom, or the wisdom kind of is developed further and further. And when you visualize yourself as a deity and with all the enlightened attributes, then that is the for accumulation of merit. So if you have imagined yourself in transforming into a deity, Avalokiteshvara, imagine in your heart a moon disk, and then on the top of the moon disk, in the center of the moon disk, and imagine a three syllable, which is white in color, a three syllable. And if you have imagined not yourself transforming into a deity, Avalokiteshvara, but Avalokiteshvara is in your heart, then you can imagine this three syllable at the center of the heart. Look at the Shwara's heart.
In Oman, the Pemus and Angot said that the name in Oman, the Pemus, Gentu Chevacuria, Gentu Tambucula, Nandri, and Lameshana Marjum, Lamatan Dungi Yemik, the Shana Marjum, the Channel Lamanungi, any Ninge, she, Talia, Tambuk, Nive Yemetuce, Sumbe Temperchetti, any Sunga Yuku Chenlo Molu, Toso Yamache, Sunga Yuku Chenlo, Motor the Carasona.
Application
Now imagine at my heart, at the heart of the Chandrasik in front, in the altar that has been prepared for this ceremony, and as well as at the heart of the Guru, who is, in other words, not indivisible or not different from the deity in front in the altar. Imagine in our hearts, Om Mani Padme Hum, around the three syllable at our heart. And then when you repeat this Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, the six syllable mantra of Avalokiteshvara, you will repeat it three times. So during the first repetition, imagine that this chain of this mantra comes out of my mouth. I am in the aspect of Chandrasik who's not different from the front-generated deity. Imagine this chain of mantra coming out of my mouth, up my heart and out of my mouth, and entering your mouth and going down at your heart, to your heart. So the first time you repeat it, the mantra is placed around the three syllable at your heart. And then at the second time, the chain of mantra that comes out of me comes into you, and then they dissolve into the mantra at your heart. And at the third, becomes indivisible, and then at the third point, then my mantras dissolve into you. Please repeat. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh yeah. That Baba Chandra Singh, two duki, and the Changju Changju, some of the Tuni Gita, then they get the Changju, Rana Tosu, and Yaman Nashua. That's your Tobe, Lakjitella, that two Tanison Shigi, and Rabjuna, Shana Panda. Kesi panda motune neba chigme samaji tamjasha dusnasho.
And so the essence of the blessing of this mantra is bodhicitta. So you should make resolution that you will practice bodhicitta. And having received the blessing of Avalokiteshvara, what you have to do is that the essence of Avalokiteshvara is bodhicitta and the understanding of emptiness. And so you should also make a pledge that you will help other sentient beings as best you can. And even if you cannot help others, may you, we will not harm others. So His Holiness is joking that the best blessing that you would have received from the six syllable mantra Avalokiteshvara is, I mean, you, while having received this blessing, you can fight with others while reciting this mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum. That would be the best blessing. But that was just a joke, and from now on, make this resolution that you will not let yourself be taken away, swayed by any kind of negative thoughts. You go back after this teaching and went to your home country, and if people say to you that, oh, you have changed, you have become a better person, and of course that's what you need. So if people tell you that that you have really not changed, you are the same person, or worst case, if you have become worse, then your coming here is a waste of money.
What that the she learns from gender Charles shoes, that's true.
So the blessing is done with this. And so let us say this prayer from the Bodhisattva Charya Avatara. Today, my life has borne fruit. Having well obtained this human existence, I am born into the family of Buddhas and now am one of the Buddha's children. Thus, whatever actions I do from now on must be in accord with the family tradition. Never shall I do anything to disgrace this holy, faultless family. Just like a blind... Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Tadi ting di ini ko cheni kita Korea tujuh tu, ini kajota lepas sembari, ini kawat ngah jore, ini dah reda, dah terus, ini anda baca macam tu, ini dene ya tu, yang anda Korea jangan sendiri ha, mesti tadi ni cuci cewek ni sih ini apa sih?
So with this, the teaching for the Korean group this time is completed. And now we'll have a break here, and then the Koreans will gather into this hall again for the question and answer session and for the session with these holidays. So after the break, the others are not may not come, but the Koreans should gather. So we'll do the dedication prayer for our having dealt with the teaching and the teaching and the blessing. So Thanksgiving mantra, mandala.